This is Morning Edition on WUNC. I'm Will Michaels. Governor Roy Cooper delivered his State of the State address last night. He praised the lawmakers he was addressing for working on a deal to expand Medicaid, but warned against more tax cuts, among other things. WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief Colin Campbell joins me from the legislature. Hey, Colin.
Hey, Will.
So what stood out to you first about Governor Roy Cooper's address?
What stood out to me the most, I think, was the fact that he didn't have a whole lot of very concrete policy proposals that he wants to get in there. He did mention increasing teacher pay, which I think is something that everyone supports this year, given the state of inflation. The exact number of what percent increase teachers are going to get sort of remains to be seen on both Cooper's end and on the Republican end. But he largely focused on infrastructure issues, things like broadband, mental health, child care availability, that both political parties seem to agree on, areas where there really could be movement in the coming months of the legislative session. At the end, he did reference some of the culture wars issues that he doesn't want the legislature to be jumping into. And of course, they are definitely jumping into in the early weeks of session, things like critical race theory, LGBTQ teaching in schools, abortion, a wide variety of things that we could hear come out of the legislature that Cooper would prefer that they not get into.
So the response from Republicans last night came from Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. He delivered a pre-recorded response. What did he focus on?
So his speech largely started out with sort of a biographical introduction. You know, the lieutenant governor is somebody that, while he makes headlines now and again, he's not exactly a household name for people who don't pay attention to politics. So this was his chance to introduce himself, focus on his upbringing, coming up from poverty, that sort of thing. He sort of stopped short of being quite as polarizing as he has been in some speeches in front of more Republican crowds, including his recent speech at CPAC, the National Conservative Conference that happened just a few days ago. And he did also make some calls for policy around tax cuts. He wants to see personal income tax cuts enacted this session. He also wants to see more money for school security and school safety. And he wants to see less teaching about the sorts of issues that the Governor Cooper was referencing, culture wars type stuff. He wants those bills to limit what's taught in the classroom as a sort of key component of what he was calling for in his speech.
Yeah, and his personal introduction at the beginning of his response sort of reminded me of a campaign speech. I mean, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is widely expected to run for governor next year, right?
Yeah, really, it's a question of when, not if, he makes that announcement. And I think some people are wondering if he might even opt to use this speech to make that announcement. But certainly he's laying the groundwork for a campaign launch. And that's typical of campaign launches, that you do have the biographical introduction for voters who may not know who you are and where you came from.
So Republicans are close to a veto-proof majority in both chambers this session. Did you get the sense that Republicans are more emboldened of what they can do this session, regardless of what the governor said last night?
I think that's definitely the case. You know, all it takes is one House Democrat to break with their party and vote with the Republicans to override a veto from Governor Cooper. So certainly he has a lot less power, a lot less leverage in negotiating with the legislature than he's had for the past 4 years when Democrats held more seats in the House and Senate. So that, I think, is part of the reason you didn't see a lot of bold policy proposals coming from the governor last night. He really recognized that his powers are somewhat limited. So it's more about what he can convince lawmakers not to do, as opposed to what he can physically stop them from being able to enact in terms of policy.
That's WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief Colin Campbell. Thank you, Colin.
Thanks, Will.